ويسألونك عن الجبال فقل ينسفها ربي نسفا.
They ask you concerning the mountains, where will they go? Say, my Lord will scatter them like dust.
فيذرها قاعا صفصفا.
And leave the earth a leveled plain.
لا ترى فيها عوجا ولا أمتا.
In which you shall find no crookedness or curvature.
يومئذ يتبعون الداعي لا عوج له وخشعت الأصوات للرحمن فلا تسمع إلا همسا.
On that day, people shall follow straight onto the call of the summoner, no one daring to show any haughtiness. Their voices shall be hushed before the most compassionate Lord, so that you will hear nothing but a whispering murmur.
يومئذ لا تنفع الشفاعة إلا من أذن له الرحمن إلا من أذن له الرحمن ورضي له قولا.
On that day, intercession shall not avail save of him whom the most compassionate Lord permits, and whose word of intercession is pleasing to him.
يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون به علما.
He knows all that is ahead of them and all that is behind them, while the others do not know.
وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم وقد خاب من حمل ظلما.
All faces shall be humbled before the ever-living, the self-subsisting Lord, and he who bears the burden of iniquity will have failed.
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا وَلَا هَضْمًا.
But whosoever does righteous works, being a believer, shall have no fear of suffering wrong or loss.
وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا وَصَرَّفْنَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْوَعِيدِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ أَوْ يُحْدِثُ لَهُمْ ذِكْرًا.
O Muhammad, peace be upon him, thus have we revealed this as an Arabic Quran, and have expounded in it warning in diverse ways, so that they may avoid evil or become heedful. O Muhammad, peace be upon him, thus have we revealed this as an Arabic Quran. That is, the Quran abounds in good teachings and sound counsel.
فتعالى الله الملك الحق ولا تعجل بالقرآن من قبل أن يقضى إليك وحيه وقل رب زدني علما.
Exalted is Allah, the true King. Hasten not with reciting the Quran before its revelation to you is finished, and pray, Lord, increase me in knowledge. Exalted is Allah, the true King.
Such statements are usually made in the Quran while winding up a discourse, the purpose being to conclude with the celebration of God's glory. The context and the style here indicate that the current discourse has come to an end, and that a new one starts with verse 115. Most certainly we had given Adam a command before.
And pray, Lord, increase me in knowledge.
Evidently, while receiving the revelation, the Prophet, peace be upon him, had repeated the words of the message in order to fully retain them in his memory. This was bound to distract him from receiving the message, for his mental concentration would have been affected. It was necessary, therefore, that the Prophet, peace be upon him, should be apprised of the right manner of receiving the revelation, be directed not to try to memorize the revelation before the process of receiving it was over.
وَلَقَدْ عَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَنَسِيَ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا.
Most certainly, we had given Adam, peace be upon him, a command before, but he forgot. We found him lacking in firmness of resolution.
Adam, peace be upon him, did not disobey God out of pride and deliberate rebelliousness. His fault rather lay in not paying sufficient attention to God's directive, in being forgetful and weak in his resolve.